So kava is a South Pacific medicinal plant, and it has been used for many years traditionally by South Pacific cultures as a recreational plant medicine, as well as having cultural significance. And it's also at the moment, well, certainly for the last few decades, been used in Western cultures as a medicine to treat anxiety disorders and reduce stress. Currently in Australia, kava is available over the counter and can be used medicinally in a water-soluble form. However, in some jurisdictions overseas, such as in UK, the EU and Canada, kava is actually banned. So what we're looking at the moment is being able to reintroduce a safe form of kava, because there has been issues in the past to do with liver toxicity, and create a framework whereby we can actually have kava reinstituted to these countries, and this will have profound socioeconomic benefit to the Pacific region, as well as helping sufferers of anxiety. So how we've done that is that recently we've proposed a framework with my colleagues Professor Rolf Teske from Germany and Dr. Vincent Lebeau from Vanuatu. And this framework, which has been published in the journals Phytomedicine and the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, have outlined a six-point plan. And the points which we have outlined are looking at using a noble cultivar of kava, which is traditionally very safe, using the peeled rhizomal root, which is very important because in the past some companies were using very cheap peeled or peelings, I should say, from the plant, which has been implicated with hepatotoxicity. Also making sure that there are water-soluble extracts used rather than using chemical solutes. Another issue which we are looking at is rigorous research to find out how the previous hepatotoxicity has occurred, and we think that it could be to do with very poor preparations of kava using incorrect plant material and cheap solvents. And the final area which we're looking at is to enforce a rigorous Pan-Pacific quality control, whereby only good quality kava is being manufactured to a pharmaceutical standard, and that's what's being exported and used traditionally. So rigorous research is very much needed in the area of kava to establish it as a potential future anxiolytic or anxiety-reducing medicine. And one thing which we're looking at doing is doing further research in Australia. Currently, we're conducting two clinical trials using kava, a water-soluble noble extract of kava in sufferers of anxiety. And this leads on from our previous pilot work, which we found significant reductions of people's anxiety, and it also had a mood-elevating effect. So now what we require is larger studies, which we're currently conducting at the University of Melbourne in affiliation with Swinburne University. And what we're looking at is recruiting participants with generalised anxiety disorder and doing a proper randomised controlled trial over the space of 8 weeks, as well as doing an acute study comparing the effects of kava to oxazepam, which is a benzodiazepine, and placebo. And we're going to look at lots of different outcomes in respect to safety. So we're going to look at driving, cognition, liver function, as well as effects on anxiety and mood. And that's currently taking place here.